Welcome back from the bye. We are here live in South Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan. It's Eagles Live. And we're glad to be here after a relaxing weekend. It's time to get back to football. And we've got some breaking news for you to talk about. Chip Kelly naming Nick Foles the starter for Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Mike Vick expected to be the number two quarterback if there are no setbacks. The Eagles coming out of this bye week, Adam, as hoped for, in really good shape. Only safety Earl Wolf won't practice today. That is good news.
And let's get started at the top here. I was driving in, and I didn't hear this. Now, did he say for the rest of the season or just for this week?
He said for this game.
Okay.
You know that he does not talk about down the line.
Okay. All right. So this is – it's news, but it's not the news that everyone has been dying for. So, and quite frankly, driving in, listening to every sports radio station in Philadelphia – I don't think it matters. Does Chip Kelly really need to tell anyone whose start is going to be? We know it's going to be Nick Foles, so don't worry about it.
Well, he did a little something here.
I know.
Get a little juiced about it.
But we knew. Did we not know?
Of course we knew. But I think the key here is that it's a working relationship that's very positive with Nick, with Michael Vick, with Chip Kelly, everybody on the same page. Michael's talked about it here in the last week about it's important to keep Nick in there as the starter. He's done a terrific job. So Mike
says a lot about him.
Yeah, he has accepted what's going on. It's obvious what's going on. Foles has 16 touchdown passes and zero interceptions. Mm-hmm. And at least the head coach stopped playing the game with the media about practice today. We get to look all the way to Sunday to see that Foles is the starter. Eagles
correct.
Come back from the bye week. 3-game winning streak, a 6-5 record, tied with Dallas atop the division, and a very tough game on Sunday coming up against the Arizona Cardinals.
No question about it. I think you've got two teams that where the arrow is pointing up. And I'll tell you what, the Arizona Cardinals, they're like the sleeping giant. Right now, they have a realistic chance to push for the division. Why do I say that with Seattle doing so well? Seattle's got their own problems off the field with suspensions. I think Arizona could get on a winning streak, and they're going to come in here feeling very, very good about what they're doing here. And I got to be honest with you, this is the toughest game, I think, for the Eagles. Defensively for the Eagles offense and obviously facing great defense since the Kansas City game. I think the two best defenses right now in the National Football League.
I would tell you the Denver
Cardinals,
game might be a little bit more.
The Denver thing was about their offense, not Denver's defense. I'm talking about the Eagles offense versus the defense. The Chiefs game and this game today, this Sunday, really hard. Really hard, and you're going to learn a lot about how good and where this offense is on Sunday.
We will break down the Arizona Cardinals in just a little bit. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day, which, of course, we've been talking about already. Nick Foles, your starter on Sunday against the Cardinals. Beyond that, hey, let's just take this one game at a time. Michael Vick, the number two quarterback, barring any setbacks during the week of practice. But that hamstring, good enough to get him out there. He'll take some reps today. But it's about Foles as the starter. Chip Kelly saying everyone, except for Earl Wolf, at practice today, ready to go. That means Michael Kendricks. That means Bradley Fletcher. And the importance of Fletcher, Adam, we can talk about another big-bodied cornerback against two outstanding receivers in Arizona. And the Cardinals, everyone here respecting what Arizona's doing. Four straight wins, tremendous performance by Carson Palmer, the defense outstanding, explosive down the field. The players understand, the coaches certainly do, that Arizona is for real. And then coming up in just a moment, Chip Kelly in studio, our exclusive interview presented by Gatorade. Adam, your take on the NFC East here. Dallas beating the Giants, the Redskins another loss on Monday night. It's two-team race, right?
Well, I think right now, unless the Giants went out, they've got no shot. The bottom line is, you're right, I would agree with you. It's a two-team race. Now, when you look at the Cowboys, they've got to feel really good about winning this last game on the road in a hostile environment, knocking one of their foes out in the division of the Giants. Dallas has been so up and down. I mean, their record since 99, they're basically 500. So this is a team, you just don't know what you're getting from week to week. But the bottom line is they do have an advantage over the Eagles now because they got the better division record. They do have the win against the Eagles already. But again, they play in week 17. We'll see if it comes down to that. But bottom line is it's about this week, a conference game. And let's face it, the Eagles now, based on the Bears and the Lions losing, now they have a shot, if they don't win the division, to get a wild card, which, quite frankly, 2-3 weeks ago, I didn't think they had a chance.
Yeah, the Cowboys, by the way, a sub-500 record in December the last five seasons. So that's something we all like to look forward to. When we return to Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joined by Chip Kelly, exclusive interview presented by Gatorade. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max, 6 chances, 5 cash fives, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we've got 5 games to go in the regular season. Sunday, it's the Arizona Cardinals at Lincoln Financial Field, 1 o'clock. And, you know, it's the stretch run here, coach. Is there a message, particular message, that you give to the team? Does it change from week to week with you?
No, it doesn't, because every game's important. So, you know, you can't put more bearing on one game than another game, and our soul focus and attention is on a really good Arizona Cardinal team coming in here.
What kind of atmosphere do you want around the locker room, on the sidelines during game day? What are you striving for?
Just the same thing we talk about all the time, being focused on our opponent. And everybody's very professional around here. They got a great love for the game, a great passion for the game, and it shows every time you're on the practice field or you're on the sideline with us.
You had the bye week. You did some self-scouting. Obviously, 3 straight wins for the Eagles. How did you benefit? And how do you think your team benefits from the bye week?
Well, we played 11 games straight, so, you know, we were the last team, or there was a couple of us, but the last week of byes in the NFL, and you know, you couple that with 4 preseason games, so, you know, we've been out there going at it for a while, and it was a good break for everybody to get away for a couple of days and kind of recharge your batteries and then play some significant football here in December.
Eagles lead the league in explosive plays. Pass plays of 20-plus yards, run plays of 10-plus yards. What is that? I know we've talked about statistics before. What does that one mean to you?
I mean, really, the only statistic that matters is what's your record at the end of the day. So if we have explosive plays because we have explosive players. You know, we have guys in Deshaun Jackson and Riley Cooper and LeSean McCoy that can make plays. And you know, that's the mark of a good team is when you need someone to make a play, they make it. And we've got a bunch of guys on the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback throwing the ball very, very efficiently. So we're doing a good job of providing enough spark, at least over the last 3 games, offensively to kind of match the effort that our defense is giving right now.
One of the players who's made a lot of big plays and has done so for many years, Brent Celek at tight end, mm-hmm. Tough guy, blocks well, getting down. It's interesting, since 2005, the role of the tight end has kind of changed in the NFL a little bit, it seems. Guys displacing all over. What's Brent showing you here? I mean, it's just what a professional player. Mm-hmm.
Brent's a 3-down tight end because he can play attached to a tackle and blocks as well as anyone in the league at the tight end position. But he's also, you know, a viable option in the passing game. You know, you saw him catch a screen the other day and run it down to the 1. He's the consummate professional, works extremely hard on and off the field. And it's really kind of fun to watch him, see him develop here as a – he seems like he's getting stronger each week, too, which is a real credit to what he does off the field in terms of taking care of his body and buying into what we teach here at the NovaCare. So it's been a lot of fun to watch him. He's awesome to be around. He's got an infectious personality. He loves playing football. He really, truly has a passion for the game, and it shows every day we're around him.
I don't think I've seen him run faster than on that screen plate. maybe a dumb question. Can players get faster at this point in their career?
I think so. You know, as long as they continue to work at it, you know, and that's the biggest thing is that Brent's work ethic is, you know, really second to none in terms of what he's been doing in the offseason, you know, in terms of all the things that we encompass from a strength and conditioning standpoint. I think he's bought into everything and has really excelled with it.
Chip, the Eagles' defense has been terrific, much improved every week, and you're getting a lot of play from young guys up front. You've rotated, I think, six players. And is there an ideal number of reps that you want? Is there how does the whole rotation system work?
Jerry has an error. Our D-line coach handles that and kind of has a feeling going into the game. Depending on how the game unfolds, is it more of a running game? Is it more of a passing game? And, you know, those guys understand it. For them to be fresh in the fourth quarter, they need to we need to start the rotation in the first quarter. You can't wait till the fourth quarter and say, boy, Fletcher's tired. We need to get him out now. You know, you may have taken him too far. So Az has done it everywhere he's been. It was very successful for us when we were at Oregon. And, you know, we'll continue to rotate those guys to keep them fresh. It's very frustrating, I think, for an offensive lineman when there's just a new wave of guys coming in, you know, every fifth or sixth play, and they're fresh and you're out there kind of tongue-dragging, you know. But I think our players have really bought into the philosophy. If you're got an opportunity to get in the game, then take advantage of it, and I think they are doing that.
Chip, the Arizona Cardinals, four straight wins. They are playing terrific football. They come to town on Sunday. Let's start with the defense. So what are you seeing from that side of the ball?
Very athletic, big across the front, and they're really, really good at each level with, you know, Dockett and Campbell on the defensive line. And then you got Washington and Dansby. John Abraham's on their team now, you know, and then you got Patrick Peterson, maybe the best corner in the league or one of the best corners in the league on the back end. So I think they've got significant playmakers at each level, and it's a good scheme. You know, they're very, very aggressive, and they're going to come after you with a lot of different looks. Todd Bowles, who was here a year ago, has done a really, really good job with that defense. So it presents a really big challenge for us offensively.
Peterson is a special athlete in a league filled with special athletes. I mean, is he the kind of rare talent that you kind of just don't see that often?
Yeah, well, obviously, because he's playing all over the place. Yeah. You know, not only is he an outstanding corner, but he's a dynamic return guy. And they're actually using him on offense, you know, and they've thrown passes to him. I think he's attempted a pass. So it's, you know, he's that one really, truly versatile player that is actually playing offense, defense, and special teams.
How would you describe Carson Palmer in the season he's had?
I think he's really come on in the last couple of games. He's a classic drop-back passer. I think he's got a real feel and understanding now. You know, it's his first year with Coach Arians in that offense, and he's got a couple weapons on the outside, and Larry Fitzgerald and Floyd that, you know, I think really complement each other. And he has a great understanding of what they're trying to do, and he always seems to, you know, if you're doubling one of them, he's going to the other one. And he's done a really, really good job, especially these last couple of weeks of throwing the football.
Fitzgerald and Floyd, two big guys. What kind of challenges is that for cornerbacks?
It is a big challenge, and it's one of the reasons, you know, when we came in here that we wanted to get bigger and taller and longer. You know, when you got guys like Kerry Williams and Fletch out there, that should help from a size matchup. At least they size-wise can match up with those guys. But that's a big challenge, you know, and it's probably the best pair we've seen coming in here. So it's not like you can just try to lean on one and say, hey, if we double him, we're going to be okay, and then not worry about the other guys. You have to really worry about them all.
Good luck on Sunday, Coach. Thank you very much. Coach Chip Kelly here, one-on-one exclusively presented by Gatorade.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Complete over the middle.
Dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're home for the most high.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's time to take an in-depth look at the Eagles' opponent on Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals. But first, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. It is a beauty, and it's presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Adam, we've got five games to go. Give me the wins and losses. Boom.
This Sunday against the visiting Cardinals, a loss.
Okay, next.
A win.
Seth, 7-6. Go.
A win.
8-6. Chicago.
A win.
9-6. And then in Dallas, we'll get to that one later. Because that
Please,
one at
you.
9-6 could mean the division
yes.
title in the NFC East. First things first, though, the Eagles facing a formidable challenge with the Arizona Cardinals. Winners of four consecutive games. They play on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. And, Adam, let's start on the defense because the Cardinals get after the football. Todd Bowles, their defensive coordinator, preaching aggressiveness and speed to the football.
No team, Dave, blitzes more than the Arizona Cardinals, blitzing a little bit less than 50% of the time. So they don't just do it against the run or the pass. They do it quite a bit. And the bottom line is they've got some linebackers who could blitz. Carlos Dansby, Darrell Washington, arguably the best blitzing inside linebacker in the National Football League. Right there, you see him, and with Dansby, just tremendous. They do such a great job. And
the thing that jumps out at you here is second in the league against the run. The mm-hmm. Eagles obviously want to get LeSean McCoy going.
Yep.
How do you do that against such an aggressive group of defenders?
And what you want to do is use their aggressiveness against them. And the way you do it is the screen game. Get LeSean McCoy involved, obviously, in the screen game, which started to get a little better lately. I think the Eagles can continue to do that. And then the other thing is Patrick Peterson, one of the best man cover corners in the league. You got to go on the other side. That's where I think the Eagles can make plays. And the other thing, the Cardinals are awful, absolutely awful against the tight end. One of the worst. In fact, they're the worst of the National Football League against the tight end. Jacksonville, number two. This is a situation where I think the Eagles' tight ends could get the job done.
Let's take a look at the top performers here. Carlos Dansby left the Cardinals, comes back to Arizona, an impact player still. We know about Patrick Peterson. Tyrann Mathieu,
yes.
Yes, the Honey Badger, who in college, a game-breaking player at LSU, sits out a year, comes back at him, mid-round draft pick, is making plays and is teamed up nicely with Patrick Peterson. And the secondary, you know, a lot better than I think people thought. They thought for many years it was just a one-player show. It's not that way anymore.
No, in fact, Todd Bowles is very comfortable with Jeremiah Bell, who he had
as
the Dolphins D-backs coach some years ago. But they use him as an in-the-box safety. Tyrann Mathieu, who you talked about, they move him everywhere. And we're going to talk about him this week with Greg Cosell in our segment for the Eagles website. So we look forward to doing that. But the bottom line is, when you look at this whole deal, this defense is phenomenal. This is a major challenge for the Eagle coaches. I can't wait to see what they got dialed up.
So you think it's a tight end game. That means it's Brent Celek. That means it's Zach Ertz and potentially James Casey. Down the field, tight end screens. What do you run?
Everything. Tight ends, screens. And here's another thing. You're going to see a lot of two tight ends on the field because you've got to block their blitzes. If you don't do that, they're going to get to the quarterback. And this is also going to be a big challenge for Nick Foles. He's not seen anything like that this season.
All right, now on the other side of the football, the Arizona Cardinals making some moves in the offseason, acquiring quarterback Carson Palmer. They needed somebody with a big arm to get the football down the field. They also needed somebody to complement in the running game, so they changed that all around with Rashard Mendenhall, with Andre Ellington. And all of a sudden, Adam, this is a really complete group led by a couple of wide receivers, Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd, who are big, strong, aggressive, just big-time players.
Two former first-round picks. They both can run. They're both similar players. But another thing that they do is the coaches are doing a great job of moving these guys around. You're seeing Michael Floyd lately playing inside in the slot. How do you cover a 6'3 slot guy? Very, very difficult. Very important that the Eagles get Bradley Fletcher back this week because he's their tall corner. But the bottom line is you see Michael Floyd there. He's finally playing the way that they expect him to. And the other thing is their offensive line led by Larry Zierlein, a veteran offensive line coach, has done a great job. And quite frankly, it's not the most talent, but they're doing a good job. And also one thing I do want to mention, Rashard Mendenhall looked great last week. It's probably his best game of the season.
Yeah, the Cardinals putting a whooping on the Indianapolis Colts. And we take a look there at some of their top performers. Now, you've got all these weapons. You've got the big playmakers. You've got a rejuvenated Carson Palmer. How do you slow them down? How do you take them off their game on Sunday?
That's the question. Now, when the Eagles blitz, first of all, Carson Palmer doesn't move very well. You want to get to him. You don't have to sack him. You need to make him throw the football before he wants to, before he can uncoil, because he's got a very strong arm. But the bottom line is he doesn't move very well. Nick Foles moves a lot better, by the way, than Carson Palmer does. Now, they're still not a running team. They're a passing team. Carson Palmer, for the first 8 or 9 games, Dave, had too many interceptions. So you want to force him to throw the football.
So that's the Eagles' challenge on Sunday. The Eagles and the Cardinals, a team in Arizona that comes in with a 4-game winning streak. The Eagles on 3-game roll here and top the division. So it's a big one Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more. Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
It is cold outside. Time to gear up Eagles style. We've got a full line of Eagles outerwear for you at the official Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field. And, of course, online here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Love the old school logo and the Kelly Green that we are offering now. And make sure you get your orders in for the holidays so that you can ensure prompt delivery right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live on this Tuesday here. Eagles back to work after taking a week off, Adam, and we got to get some good leg energy back, get something going for this football team because we continue to state this as we look at practice. Good football team coming in on Sunday.
No question about it. This is a little different now. This is the first time that Chip Kelly's brought a team back from a bye in the National Football League. This is going to be an interesting situation here for the players who've been here before. How do they react coming out of a bye? It's a new challenge for them.
Yeah, 215-339-6709. We're taking your phone calls. We welcome all of you back from the bye week as well. We'll take some predictions, Eagles, Cardinals on Sunday. Let's start in Chicago, where it's cold with JR. Hey, JR.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right, I'm giving my prediction, Dave. I think this is going to be a great game. I see it 24-23 Eagles.
Okay. Difference in the game, JR, what is it?
Defense.
Yeah.
That's definitely it. I'm going to let some other calls. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too. You know, we haven't talked about special teams, and I know Patrick Peterson is a dynamic. There's just so many great matchups here. Peterson against DeSean Jackson. Peterson, who returns punts. He's only averaging 6.5 yards, 7 yards a punt return. And Jackson for the Eagles, who hasn't had really much of a chance to return. I just think, Adam, I mean, is it possible that the Cardinals are as good a team as they appear in these last four games?
And it's funny you say it, because I'm just watching tape, and I'm trying to find some weaknesses, and you're not really finding it, because Michael Floyd's emergence.
Yeah.
The running game isn't very good, but they ran the ball much better last week. So I think they come in here, and you mentioned the four-game winning streak. This is the best they've played in like 3 or 4 years,
right.
Really, quite frankly, since the Eagles played in the playoffs.
Right, since the 2008 Super Bowl run.
They're really playing well. And
I didn't think – see, I wasn't a big Carson Palmer fan. I thought, well, he's washed up. The arm strength
I know, you and I have been talking about, sure.
But he's certainly become rejuvenated. He has so much confidence, even under pressure, just throwing it up, knowing that his big receiver is going to go up and get it.
The big reason is because he's able to step into his throws. His offensive line is doing a much better job of late of giving him time to throw the football. When pocket passers who don't move very well want to throw the football deep, they've got to be able to step into it. He's been able to step into his passes lately.
Early this year, Adam, the Cardinals were on a Thursday night game, I believe against Seattle, and Seattle just tore them apart. And I remember texting you, Arizona's offensive line is terrible, and it was. The Zerline has done a very nice job coaching them up.
Yeah, and his son is Lance, who you met here a year ago. But what they've done is they've used Bradley Soule, who they claimed off waivers from the Colts. Bruce Arians had him and some of his assistants when they were with the Colts. And Soule's been kind of up and down, but he's a much better athlete than Levi Brown, who they got rid of. But the bottom line is they just have to play competent football on offense against the Eagles, like they have been. They're not a great running team, but we also didn't mention another part of their offense is Andre Roberts, who's a tremendous slot receiver who started on the outside last year over Michael Floyd.
Yeah.
Good football player.
Let's go to Virginia and talk to Chris, who joins us in Eagles Live. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, Dave? How you doing, Adam?
What's up, man?
Good.
I just fired up, you know, like the winning streak coming off a bye, getting healthy. I like our D-line and our linebackers, that they can get some pressure on Palmer, you know, not necessarily sack him, but kind of force him to hurry up. You never know, he can get some interceptions.
You're right. That's Davis.
That's the
Davis
key.
Said,
he's putting pressure on Palmer. And
he'll throw it up in the air. Exactly right.
Yeah, and it's good to have Bradley Fletcher back this game, too, and Michael Kendrick's speed might be able to, you know, get in there and give him some good pressure.
Yeah, agreed. And from the other side of the football, look, Nick Foles, 199 passes in a row without an interception. I watched the Cardinals just tear Andrew Luck to pieces on Sunday. Nick has to be decisive. He's got to be really not afraid to throw the football out of harm's way. Do not force things. Arizona will take it the other way.
And whatever advantage they have on the other corner opposite Patrick Peterson, they've got to take advantage of it. They've got to move the ball around. And again, I'm going to tell you, this game is like that Oakland game. Raiders do not cover the tight ends well. The Eagles had a season high of 11 passing targets in that game for the tight ends. This is a game, because of the pressure, the tight ends could get involved.
All right, Chris, you got a prediction?
Yeah, I'm going to go 27-17. I think we got to hit him with some tight end screens and kind of make him ease off and then maybe hit him with some bombs. All right, guys, take care.
Thank you very much for the phone call. The matchup up front that is concerning is, what do you do against Darnell Dockett? He's a big-time defensive tackle. He's a relentless player, tremendous energy, big and powerful, will line up over both Kelsey and Todd Harriman's. That's a difficult matchup for the Eagles.
It is, and it's a matter of, do they chip him? Do they double team him? But then you've got Calais Campbell, who's 6'8", who's just a great player, a guy that not a lot of people talk about, but they should. So this is a tremendous challenge. There's no question about it. Eagles are going to have to be pretty aggressive, because these guys could get upfield. And the thing is about the blitz packages that Todd Bowles uses, double A gap does it a ton. And there's a triple A gap, which they've been doing lately. Mental gymnastics for the quarterbacks, the offensive linemen, and the coaches. This is going to be a major challenge for those guys.
You want to find out and be on the same page
with
your hot read. No question about it. Mark in Atlantic City joins us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good afternoon to you. Happy Thanksgiving. What's on your mind today?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
I just want to give some kudos to, you know, the defensive players, you know, for bringing some excitement back to the link, man, and giving something for the fans to cheer about. That last game was awesome.
It was a nice performance for three quarters. Then you hold your breath for the much of the fourth quarter. And then, of course, Brandon Boykin's interception seals it. But, the number that just jumps out at you, 20 points or less, 21 points or less in the last seven games in today's NFL, is pretty darn remarkable. And teams have scored just two touchdowns in the last 12 visits to the red zone against this defense. So the Eagles are building and doing something right, and they get Kendricks and Bradley Fletcher back on the field, at least on the practice field today. So barring setbacks, having those two players in the lineup will help a lot.
No yeah, question
I'm
about
I'm
it.
And also, everything I'm saying.
When they
loving everything I'm when, saying. I like, I'm a big Vinny Curry fan, so I'm happy to see that he's getting more playing time, and I'm thinking he's like becoming a real big fan favorite in Philly. So I'm happy to see he's still on the team and he's doing good.
Yep. Hey, Mark, give me a prediction.
I'm going 13-24, Eagles 24, Cardinals 13.
Okay, thank you. Good good stuff, and thanks for calling in, Adam. You wanted to talk about Kendricks and Fletcher.
Yeah, I do. In fact, but I want to pick up on his last point, Vernie Curry. This is a situation where the Eagles have a tremendous advantage, the Eagles front seven versus the Cardinals offensive line. That, to me, could be the difference in this game. Because the Eagles have to find out what can they do to shut down Carson Palmer, who's on a roll right now, and there's big receivers, because the Cardinals have a size advantage at receiver. And believe me, they're going to throw it up downfield. They throw a lot of fade routes. But this guy, Vinny Curry, will have a major advantage when he's in the game against the Cardinal offensive line, especially the tackles. And, you know, I love the way that they use Curry because they'll play him inside a little bit to take advantage of athleticism against, how about Paul Fonseca? Paul Fonseca, the former Eagles seventh-round pick at 09. He starts. Yes, you look at me like I'm crazy. Absolutely. He signed a contract extension recently. Can you believe that? Paul Fonseca.
That is.
Yes.
Well, it just goes to show, really, that every player in this league is extremely talented, and you've got to find the right system.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find the right coach who's going to work on your strengths and develop them. And Paul Fonseca, always
Fonseca.
Big size, but
it?
not a tremendous athlete.
No, but you got to give Larry Zierlein credit. But bottom line is he has a big advantage here.
What do you do here? Do you match up the cornerbacks and get them into press coverage against Floyd and Fitzgerald? A little help over the top?
You're going to have to play probably more zone. I just don't think they could handle them. They're too big and strong and athletic. But the bottom line is Eagles blitz packages should destroy the Cardinals' offensive line. I got to think Billy Davis is going to dial it up. He hasn't been there for a long time. It's like not like he knows their personnel all that well. I don't think that's an advantage at all. The bottom line is, the Eagles' athleticism on defense versus the Cardinals' plotting offensive line, they're going to have an advantage here.
Shannon in Fort Lauderdale joins us on Eagles Live. Shannon.
5-0, and we on the go, Big Dave.
Here he
and
is.
Adam. What's
up,
going
man?
On, baby?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, I love Nick Foles. Ever told you that, Dave?
once or twice.
Hey, listen. Adam and Dave, if anybody out there who still wants a running quarterback, I think last night was evidence of why you don't want a running quarterback.
Well, yeah,
can I give you an analogy?
Yeah, but RG3 had his second knee surgery.
Having a running quarterback, Adam and Dave, is like wanting to get a car, a fast car, and you wanted that car for so long, and then once you get it, it's a clunker, and then you're mad because you put all that money in it, and it's not what you thought it was.
Well,
that is what the running quarterback is in the NFL.
A quarterback who can run is very nice. A quarterback who can move is needed in the NFL. You've got to have some ability to move. But a quarterback who is a runner and still developing as a pocket quarterback, I think that the league catches up pretty quickly to those kind of players.
You got it. You got it, man. I think we're looking good. I don't think it's going to be close, guys. I think the Eagles are getting ready to take off. I think our defense is going to overwhelm calls to Carson Palmer. I think the crowd's going to be in the game. I think we're coming together at the right time. I think – like Adam said, I don't think we're going to start out running. I think we're going to start out with some screens, maybe some bubble screens, get DeSean Jackson in the game. I don't think it's going to be close, guys.
Well, give me your score.
31-17, Birds. 5-0, we're on the go. Talk to you.
Thank you, Shannon. Thanks for the telephone call. Well, you've outlined the offensive game plan, so we'll just go with it.
We'll see if it works.
Let's talk about the NFC East on the other side. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live, the name of the show. We take some more phone calls. We are coming right back, in case you missed it. Nick Foles, the starter on Sunday, no surprise. The Eagles, as healthy as we expected them to be, only Earl Wolf missing practice today. Michael Kendricks on the field, Bradley Fletcher on the field. And yes, Michael Vick practicing, expected to be the number two quarterback against the Cardinals. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more!
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 Come on!
Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power. It's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Program note for this week, we're live tomorrow at noon. And then on Thursday, Thanksgiving, we are live at 11 o'clock. Chip Kelly addressing the media at 11:05-ish. And then Nick Foles live after practice on that day. So that's your schedule. And then, of course, we are live all game on Sunday, including our kickoff show, our halftime report, and the postgame show presented by Rico, Adam, and I, and Jeremiah Trotter in studio for that one, hopefully talking about an Eagles victory. Let's discuss briefly before we get to Gary in Southwest Florida. The NFC East, Adam, it's been, you know, just a jumble of teams for much of the season. Now it is a two-team race. Let's first discuss the bottom of the division, big picture here. Tell me about the Washington Redskins, who do not have a first-round draft pick next year. Where is that franchise going?
Team turmoil. When you look at this team, it's never about how they're playing. It's about what they're saying off the field. That's not what you want. This is what happens when a team is bad. The quarterback's chirping. The coach has to defend the quarterback. They're done, okay? They're done. The Redskins are finished. The Giants, after that nice four-game winning streak, they had a bad loss at home against Dallas. You're pretty much, if you're the Giants, you know that you pretty much have to win your final five games to even have a remote chance to get in. So it's a two-horse race, which we said at the top of the show. I think that's what it is. And we'll see what happens with Dallas this week. Oakland is a very easy game for them. It should be. Matt McGloin is playing fairly well, but Oakland's got problems running the football. Darren McFadden's hurt. Denarius Moore, the starting receiver, has got a shoulder injury. So Dallas obviously should win this game. But should Dallas lose, which could happen with them, they lose games they should win, then you got to look at this and say, what's going on with them?
The Cowboys then play Chicago, Washington, Philadelphia. There's another team in there somewhere that I'm missing.
They play Green Bay?
They play Green Bay, yes. Good call. What do you see for them down the stretch run here? Are they able to string together four out of five?
Here's the key. When does Aaron Rodgers return? He's not playing this week, but if Aaron Rodgers is back for that game, that evens that game up. Chicago's got all sorts of injury problems at linebacker, defensive line. That's a very winnable game. Eagles also play them. It still could come down to week 17. You know, we'll see what happens here, but you could argue that Dallas has the better schedule date, but the bottom line is, it's all about winning the games you should win, and then sometimes you got to steal one.
It's amazing the way the division has changed. Last year, the Redskins were in the middle of a kind of a tear down the stretch, and RG3 was the next great thing. Last night, a broken man, a broken team, and no first-round draft pick, I believe, right,
no,
next year.
No, that's Rams having. Remember this. The Redskins under Mike Shanahan only have one winning season since he took over. They're not going to have a winning season this year. So the bottom line is, this division is for the taking. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here, because the bottom line is with Tony Romo, you never know. He's a talented quarterback. Sometimes he just doesn't get it done when he's supposed to.
Yeah. All right, let's take a phone call. Gary in Southwest Florida joining us on this brisk day in Philadelphia. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
What's good.
Up? Hey, guess what? I wore a long sleeve shirt last night. Yeah, it went down to 60.
How dare you? We have a nor'easter coming our way.
I'm starting to get the feeling, the football feeling.
Yes, exactly. It is football season. It's playoff season. I look at it like
playoffs? This
is the playoffs right now. This starts for the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday.
Good way to look at it.
Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what bag of tricks Chip Kelly can come up with. I think he's had a lot of time the last couple of weeks to do something about these aggressive linebackers from the Arizona Cardinals and the aggressive secondary that everybody's concerned with. I think he's going to start pulling things out of his hat here, hopefully soon. I think we're going to see three tight ends playing at one time to give us a lot of that for the blitzing that we're going to see. And I think the defense is going to win this game.
Okay, give me a score.
We're going to see six sacks. That's my first prediction.
All righty.
For the Eagles, of course.
That'll be our tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think we're looking at 30 to 18.
Very well. Hey,
30
Gary.
Points.
Right. Hey, Gary, do me a favor. Call me up and give me your address again because we have to mail you out the autographed item that you won way back when in week one.
Oh, thanks a lot, because I wasn't going to mention it again.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. You're a good man. Thank
you, Gary. I just want to win again.
Exactly. Give me a call. I'll take 30. I'll take 30 to 18. Thank you very much for that phone call. He mentions a little bit about the bag of tricks and Chip Kelly. This is the first time we've seen Chip on a two-week time to prepare.
Yeah.
Obviously, the way the Eagles prepared for the Washington Redskins was phenomenal in week one. I guess I get the sense that there's not really a bag of tricks here. A deep and very complicated offensive package, but not necessarily. He's not a trick guy. There's not been reverses. There hasn't been.
You know
what I'm saying? There's.
Yeah, but he does the unbalanced line, which they're awesome at. Quite frankly, I don't think we ever installed it with Andy Reid. And then you're seeing like Lane Johnson stand out as a.
That was game one. That was game one.
Oh, no, they've done it a couple times.
And then you've got Brad Smith in here who had a play and was a decoy last week. And I wonder if there's more
post-bye, does he have anything else? You know, or more personnel groupings that we haven't seen.
Right.
You know, how about James Casey get it being involved? He really hasn't done anything.
Could
so
the
far.
Eagles, if the Eagles were to run as Gary suggested, three tight ends, what would that do to Arizona's personnel configuration?
Because they haven't seen it yet. To me, you would line up James Casey as an H-back, something that they did a little bit at Oregon. That's why we thought they were going to do that, but they haven't done that yet. But two tight end to one side, H-back in the back, or have James Casey be a move guy. There's a lot you can do. But receiver-wise, we've kind of seen it all so far. Damaris Johnson is totally not part of it. So as receivers go, Dave, I don't think there's anything they could do. It's about the tight ends, quite frankly. But how about a two running back alignment, having Bryce Brown be on the field with LeSean McCoy? You never know.
Larry in Atlanta joins us in Eagles Live. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Al.
What's up, man? Good afternoon.
Hey, about the game Sunday, man, I think, you know, congratulations to Nick Foles. You know, I've always been a Michael Vick supporter, but congratulations to him on getting the job. Now, my thing is, I think on the game, I think Nick Foles going to have to win this game with his legs, because he's going to have to be very decisive on the reads, on his own reads. I think he's going to have to win this game with his legs, convert a couple key third downs on the zone read, because I don't think Arizona's going to be expecting him to run. They're going to send a couple of zone blitzes. So I think it's going to be key with us winning the game Sunday, him running the ball effectively.
Huh. Well, hey, Larry, give me a score. We'll talk about that. What score do you have predicted?
I think it'll be a low score again. I'm going to go 17-20 Eagles.
Okay. Larry, thank you for the call. I will say this. I think if any time the Eagles are relying on Nick Foles to run the football, not a good thing.
No, the
Cardinals are too athletic, and they'll chase him down.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder how much zone read, because they've done a little bit more than they were earlier in the season. I wonder if they'll do any of it this game. You know, I would agree with you. Their linebackers too athletic. But that's my score for this game, 20-17. I think it's going to be low scoring.
But you picked the Cardinals to win the game.
Yeah, I do. And there are two keys here. Their ability to get to Carson Palmer, and Nick Foles has to play his best game of the season. The Raider game, they had it going on. He wasn't challenged. This game, he will be challenged. I'd also put another key, the Eagles offensive line versus the Cardinals front seven. It's just, this is such an even game. Could come down to the field goal.
I'll tell you, I totally respect Arizona's defense and the speed up front and what they do. I just think the Eagles have the athletic ability up front to match up with Arizona, and that blitz and their aggressiveness and their athletic ability.
They do.
And the speed off the edge. So, it's just a great matchup all around.
And it's also a big challenge for Lane Johnson. You talk about the athleticism. Yes, he's playing really well right now. They're probably the best football. But let me tell you something. Calais Campbell, 6'8", They're going to move him around, dock it around. Huge, huge challenge.
All right, good stuff. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us today on Eagles Live. We will see you on Sunday.
We will.
Adam Kaplan, thank you so much. Thank you all for joining us on Eagles Live. Reminder, Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson meeting the media after practice. Today we're guessing right around 120, 125 as it's been in the last several weeks here on the Tuesday practices. Eagles practicing all the way through, and we're there with them every step of the way. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.